The Pennsylvania Department of Health says there's no cancer cluster in a Washington County school district. But those who've been affected by the high occurrence of rare tumors there want the state to take a closer look to see if the natural gas industry or other environmental causes could be to blame. For State Impact Pennsylvania, the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier has more.
Cindy Vallant is sitting in a booth at a Panera telling the story of her youngest son, Kurt.
He had a smile that would light up a room. Just everybody loved him, you know, because he just had that personality, a magnet personality.
In his first year in college, Kurt started complaining about a pain in his shoulder. A doctor told him it was probably from sleeping on it wrong, but the pain wouldn't go away. A year later, Kurt got a bitter diagnosis, Ewing sarcoma, an extremely rare form of bone cancer.
And he had a very small tumor in his shoulder, but he had a mass in his liver. It was in his liver, lungs, lymph node, and spleen.
Kurt Vallant died 3 years later in 2011. Over the next few years, two other young men in their town of Cecil both died of Ewing sarcoma, which only occurs in about 200 new cases a year in the U.S.
And I said, you know, something's wrong here. Something's really wrong. For as rare as this disease is, how do we get three? Boom, boom, boom.
Among Cindy Vallant's first thoughts was maybe fracking had something to do with Kurt's cancer. More than 1,800 deep shale gas wells have been drilled and fracked in Washington County, the most in the state. Initially, she thought the industry would be good for the farmers in her county, who'd leased their land for drilling.
We'd see that must be the oil rig out there flaring up. Look at that, lighting up the sky. Never, never, ever would I have connected any of this till after Kurt had passed away.
As was first reported in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, three other cases of Ewing sarcoma were identified in the same school district where the Vallants lived. And a dozen more cases were identified in nearby Westmoreland County. Now, many in the community want answers. At a recent public meeting, Janice Blanock, whose son Luke was Kurt Vallant's neighbor and who also died of Ewing sarcoma, says she doesn't know if anything caused her son's cancer, but she wants the state to find out.
No parent should ever have to watch their child suffer and die, especially when there is even the slightest possibility that it's something in the environment that could be causing.
The Pennsylvania Department of Health looked at the cancer cases in Washington County. It found rates of Ewing sarcoma weren't, quote, consistently or statistically significantly higher than expected there. But that study excluded two recent cases of Ewing sarcoma and one case where the patient's address was misidentified. Ned Kattire, a pediatrician with the Children's Health Alliance, told the crowd there's no shortage of potentially harmful environmental hazards in the area. Acid mine drainage, former uranium and radium sites, and fracking.
Harmful emissions from expanding unconventional natural gas infrastructure, including carcinogenic and endocrine-disrupting chemicals and radiation into the air and water, seriously has to be investigated.
No one from the Department of Health or the governor's office agreed to an interview for this story. Governor Tom Wolf released a statement that said the state had thoroughly regulated the natural gas industry. The industry agrees it's stringently regulated and rejects any attempt to link its practices to any disease. Unlike other cancers, Ewing sarcoma has no known environmental causes. But Evelyn Talbot of the University of Pittsburgh's Graduate School of Public Health says there's some evidence linking pesticide exposure with the disease. She says the best way to test for a cause would be to conduct what's called a case control study. That's where scientists compare information from people who have gotten a disease with a control group of similar people who have not.
Do they have the same background levels of genetic damage, if you're looking at genetic damage, or the same background exposures in your blood?
The Department of Health hasn't yet said whether it's going to conduct any follow-up studies, but said it will review more data as it comes in. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.